you work?
A lot.
A daughter looks for an easier life.
You want to tell me why you took money from your mother?
My mom came into a big settlement. A lot of money. $1 million.
Then she made life difficult for mom.
She called you and said,
I need to borrow some money. They're going to shut my gas off. Can you pay my rent? Can you pay my water bill? Can you pay my phone bill? She was coming every week to get money.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Deborah Beebe is suing her daughter, Carly Johnson, for unpaid loans so she could catch up on her bills.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 65 on the count in the matter of Beebe versus Johnson.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Folks, have a seat, please.
I'm going to start with you, Ms. Johnson. This is your mom.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work?
A lot. Yes.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm a truck driver. I've been doing it for 13 years.
And what about your mom? Was she a working lady?
No.
When you say you work a lot, that's a relatively well-paying job?
A lot of hours, not technically good paying, just a lot of hours.
If your mom doesn't work, how does she support herself?
She gets some kind of state pension thing from my dad. I don't know.
A widow's pension.
Okay. So you work, your mom doesn't, and your mom, according to her, loaned you some money. Let's not use the word loan. Let's say gave you money. So you're a working girl, all grown up. Your mom's on a state pension. You want to tell me why you took money from your mother?
Absolutely. My mom came into a big settlement. A lot of money.
Well, give me an idea how much is a lot of money.
Over $1 million.
When?
Sometime in November of last year.
And she came into that settlement from what source?
She fell and got hurt. Pretty bad.
So she was hurt, and this was money to compensate her for that pain and suffering?
Absolutely.
Okay, so she got a big settlement, and?
The job that I had at the time.
So she got this settlement, and she must have told her family about it?
Oh, absolutely.
Great. And?
And came to me.
She came to you how?
She came to your house? She called me on the phone.
We're going to go step by step. She called you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
What month and year?
This is in November of 17.
She called you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't call her, she called you.
Mm-hmm.
And said?
And said that if I wanted to start to make my job change, that she would help me do so.
Help make your job change to what?
I was pulling a gravel train, which is two trailers, and the equipment wasn't very safe. So Mom, being a truck driver's wife, knows exactly.
Don't tell me what she knows. She called you on the phone and said,
help me make my job change.
She said, would help you make your job change.
Mm-hmm.
And what did she say she would do to help you make the job change?
Well, she helped me enhance my license.
And what do you have to do to enhance your license?
I had gotten my hazmat endorsement on my license, which means I can haul gas or anything explosive.
And what did she have to do to help you get it?
She paid for it.
How much did that cost?
$23.
$23. Very nice. We're not talking about $23 here. We're talking about a large sum of money.
Okay.
Let's go. November. Okay. She called you on the phone and said she'd like to help you make a job change.
Job change. She called me and told me to bring all my bills, that she would help me pay all of my bills for 2 months while I made this transition.
What did you have to do to make a transition? I'm curious.
Okay.
What did you have?
After I got my hazmat endorsement.
You got that already. That was $23.
I put in applications to other jobs and I got hired.
Just a second. Well, that doesn't cost any money.
No, it doesn't.
And you still had a job.
No, I quit.
Oh, so you quit your job in November.
No, I didn't quit my job until 2 days before I started my new job.
Great, so I'm still not hearing what this money, do you understand, Ms. Johnson, was used for?
She paid all my bills.
How did that help you with a job change? Do you understand?
I understand.
If you were
now
a truck driver and your mother wanted you to be a scientist and said, I will pay for your school, and so you can quit your job being a truck driver and I'll cover all your bills, and school is $30,000 and books are $500. That's a figure. There's no question that you know that your mom can prove she gave you money. The question is, was it a loan that you were supposed to pay back to your mother, or was it something else? You say it's something else. that it was to help you make a job change. And I want to know, and since you didn't quit one job until you really were starting another, and you didn't tell me, well, I had to get this license, and this license, and that cost me, because you have no papers in front of you. I'm trying to figure out how the money she gave you was for a job change.
The job that I had, my boss at the time, was changing my daily rate. At first, I was making $15 an hour. I was getting 70 hours a week, 74 hours a week. I was making some pretty good money. It was a cash job.
Just a second. You know, you're telling a story that you know at the end of the day is just taking up airtime.
I'm sorry.
You didn't quit that job until you started another.
But the guy that I worked for was not paying me correctly. So when I quit, this is the whole reason why that she offered to help me with the job change is because the money wasn't there.
Just
I wasn't
a second,
making
but,
the money.
Just a second. But you had been living on that money, according to what you told me when we started, for a very long time. Oh, yes, I always work. I'm a truck driver. I work many, many hours. And you had been living on that money. Now, I assume when you left that job for a better job, which you said you got in 2 days, you started a job 2 days later, I assume you left that job for a job that made more money. So I'm still not figuring out how your mother's money, do you understand, was for a job change.
Actually, the last year has been difficult because of job changes. I lost a job, I got a job, I got a cash job.
Oh, well, now we're getting... So what you're telling me is you got behind
it. She helped me through.
Now it's a different story. Do you understand? Now you worked some, you didn't work some, you got hours, you didn't get hours. So money was difficult for you, and she helped you. That's a different story. You see, you got to try to get your story straight. Now that I'm finished with you, now I'm going to start with your mother. Good. You want to tell me when you gave her money and for what reason?
Absolutely. I have it all written down for you.
Okay.
Here's what I give her. Consumers Gas Company, $259.09.
No, just a second. You started to give her money when?
Oh, it was in December.
Right after you got your settlement?
Right after I had to let it sit in the bank for a few days.
How did it come about that you started to pay her bills?
She come and asked to borrow some money.
Okay. Did she come in person? Was it on the phone? Where did she come?
She talked to me on the phone, and then she come to my house in person.
Okay. She called you or you called her?
She called me.
Okay. She called you and said...
I need to borrow some money. They're going to shut my gas off.
Okay. And you said...
Of course. Come and get it.
Okay. And she came to the house?
Yep.
And was that in December?
Yep.
Tell me the conversation once she got to the house.
She just said I told her I would give her a hand while she was transferring to this new job. That's how it started. But it was always a loan. She always knew that
it was a loan.
Don't
tell me what she knew. I just want to know what was said.
Okay. She said to me, Mom, can you pay my phone bill? Can you help me with my rent? Can you pay my rent? Can you pay my water bill? Can you pay my phone bills? I need my cell phone to keep my job.
Okay.
And that's how it started. And then I needed groceries. And then we needed gas for the car. I paid for the driver's license. She forgot to tell you. I had to put car insurance on her car that day, buy her tags for her car that day.
You mean that was all in December?
Yes.
And how much in total did you pay out for her?
It was close to $5,000.
No, not close to. Yeah,
all right,
you
I said got it
have
right
it
here.
All
it was $5,100.98 to be exact.
And that was on December what?
Oh, they're all different dates during the month. She was coming every week to get money. Sometimes it'd be twice a day she'd come and get money.
You're crazy. And that all added up to $5,100?
Yes.
And what happened in January?
She got a domestic violence with her boyfriend. He went to jail. And what started the feud, because we were getting along really, really great.
That was in January?
Yes, we were getting along really, really great. And
had she started to give you back any of the money?
Yes, she had. I got all the payments that she paid me back.
When did she pay you?
It started out 118.
January 18th,
yep.
She gave you what?
$125.
Go ahead.
Two payments of $350.
When?
I just put January. It was this goes week by week. I didn't put the day, just
okay.
The month. And then she paid me $120, and then $40, and then $125.
That was all during the month of January?
Yes, ma'am.
And did she pay you any money after January?
Yes, she did. I'll explain this. My friend and my roommate and the people that live with me, we give her a break in February because she was so far behind. We said, don't pay nothing on the bill at all. Take February and get caught up on all your stuff. By then, she was making better money. So she didn't pay anything in February. First of March, the first Wednesday in March, because she gets paid on a Wednesday, she come in and she gave me It was $125 that day.
Did you write it down?
Yes, I did. It's the last one right here.
Go ahead.
And then she kind of slacked off from there. They got into a fight. He went to jail. She called and asked if she could borrow $1,500 to bail him out of jail. In the beginning, I told her I'd think about it. And then I got thinking about, why am I going to pay his child support? Absolutely not.
You mean he was in jail for not paying his child support?
He was in jail for domestic violence, which gave him a PPO, but then he got rearrested for child support.
Support.
And I'm not paying nobody's child support.
Of course.
And that's what started the arguing.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
It was not alone. What it was for me to leave my boyfriend because she doesn't like my boyfriend.
Probably has good reason.
Because he's black?
No. How about because he was arrested for domestic violence and didn't pay his child support?
And later today.
If you're a man of integrity and you know what you're doing, and he said to you, I want you to do the stucco, and you say, I can't do this job because it's not going to stick, then you don't do it, and you don't take the money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Deborah Beebe says her daughter, Carly Johnson, owes for loans to get caught up on her bills.
Okay. Your mother says that you paid her a total of $1,235 over a period of a little over a month. Does that sound familiar to you?
No. I mean, I did give her money.
Just a second. Well, you can't have it both ways. Either you gave her money or you didn't.
I gave her money.
And what was the money for?
It was, at first, the money wasn't a loan, honestly. It was not a loan. What it was a way to try to buy me for me to leave my boyfriend because she doesn't like my boyfriend.
Probably has good reason.
Well, because he's black?
No, because he doesn't pay his child support. Because he doesn't pay his child support.
He does pay his child support.
How about because he was arrested for domestic violence and didn't pay his child support?
Actually, he was not arrested for domestic violence.
What was he arrested for?
We got in an argument. He never laid his hands on me.
Just a second. So you mean the police came, Miss Johnson, out of nowhere, and they arrested him? Did they not like him either?
We've had our issues. Me and my.
All right. So they arrested him, and the charge they arrested him on was domestic violence,
which has been dropped.
Well, you dropped it
because there was.
But while they had him, they said he's got outstanding warrants for child support, and the only way they were going to let him out was if he paid his back child support. I was a family court judge for a very, very long time. I know how that happens. It's not really bail. It goes to child support. Yeah. Okay, so what were you paying your mother for in January, Miss Johnson?
Because it turned into a loan since she could not buy me. She has offered, offered me to move me into a new house, pay for everything.
$3,865. I won't torture you anymore. Judgment for the plaintiff. Thank you very much.
Ladies are excused. You may step out.
It's always been a loan. She knew that.
It's really because of the relationship, because I couldn't be bought.
The only reason she didn't want to pay it, because I wouldn't give her no more.
She gave me money, and I wouldn't do what she wanted me to do.
We'll probably never get along. We never have. And that's just the way it is.
Washed my hands.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Freshour versus Chapa. Step forward.
Steve Freshour is suing contractor Antonio Chapa for failing to properly stucco his home.
Mr. Freshour, you hired the defendant to restucco a house.
Yes, ma'am.
And it is your claim that he did a very poor job and the stucco comes off with a hose.
Literally a garden hose.
You want your money back?
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you pay him?
$9,500.
When did you pay him $9,500?
On August 2nd. It was the last final payment. I paid him in three different installments.
Okay, and you're going to show me how the stucco comes off with a garden hose?
Yes, ma'am, I have a video.
I'd like to see it.
Oh, thank you. There's three different videos. There's the first time when I washed it off. There's a second video of his worker, when they came back to repair it, washing off the entire house with my garden hose, not even a pressure washer or nothing. And then April 23rd, I went to work and I closed my screen door and the stucco just came off of that, and that's on there as well. This is the video of his worker coming back after the first initial washing, and you can watch him wash it right off the house.
Shh.
Look, I'm washing the dirt off of my house, and look. You see that?
$9,000.
Okay, the next video.
I have it on my phone if you'd like to see it.
I would.
You can just press play.
April 23rd, 2018, 11:15. I'm going to work. I close my door here. And here is some stucco that has fallen off the wall. And here is where it fell off. And look, it's cracking again right here. I'll even just probably touch it and it'll come right off.
I can
just show this to Mr. Chapa, please.
And
this is after the repair.
Where it fell off. I'll even just probably touch it and it'll come right off.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Right, wall is in your court. He paid you $10,000. Stucco's coming off.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I told him it's not going to stick.
So then what did you do it for?
Because he kept on insisting.
If you are a man of integrity, you say, I can't take your money because it's not going to stick.
I can't take your money,
but you took his money.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Steve Freshour says, contractor Antonio Chapa failed to properly stucco his home.
Okay, go ahead.
Let me explain what the work was. You paid $9,000 to remove all the wood, $3,500 to remove all the wood on the two buildings, $4,500 was to stucco the two houses. My witness here, my worker, was there when we approached him, and I told him five times it's better to sandblast the buildings. He said, no, just do it like that.
Listen, what you do it for? Put it down. What did you do it for?
I told him it's not going to stick.
So then what did you do it for?
Because he kept on insisting. He said, there's
Mr.
more
Chapa,
work that
listen,
needs to be done.
Listen, if you're a businessman, yeah. sir, and if somebody tells you that they want to redo a property,
mm-hmm.
and you say, I can't do it the way you want to do it because it's not going to work,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're telling me. I pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not going to work. And he mm-hmm. says, no, I'll do it anyway. This is the way I want it done. If you are a man who knows what he's doing mm-hmm. and a man of integrity, you say, I can't take your money because it's not going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I can't take your money, but you took his money.
We took $4,500 to fix, to do the stucco. He said, I'm going to knock
just
the building.
Just a second. I said, if you're a man of integrity and yes. you know what you're doing, and he said to you, I want you to do the stucco, and you say, I can't do this job because it's not going to stick.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to do what it's supposed to do, which is adhere to your house.
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't do it, and you don't take the money.
Well, yeah, that's right.
That's,
he kept
that's
on
correct, Judge.
Though.
And we're on
May
here.
May I ask, please, just a second.
Hold on. Okay.
Doesn't look like you're losing so far, right?
Okay. At that point, I'll just shut my mouth.
Yeah. Right.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, did you have a written contract with him?
Yes, I do.
And how much was it for the stuccoing alone?
$3,500 for the front house and $2,000 for the rear house.
Okay. Bird, would you take that and show it to the defendant where it says $3,500 for one house for the stucco and $2,000 for the other?
No, sorry, $2,500 for the stucco. The $2,000 was for the fascia boards.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That's correct. So it wasn't $3,500 for the stucco. It was $3,500 and $2,500.
Total was $4,500 for the stucco.
It's exactly what he said, sir. $3,500 and $2,500. $3,500 and $2,500 is not $4,500.
But, Your Honor,
right, Bert?
What happens is that we fixed the bottom of the house. We did extra
judgment
framing
for the plaintiff in the amount of $5,000. You did a bad job, sir. You shouldn't have done it at all. We're done.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
You were removed by the police?
Correct.
She didn't live there, so you have to give her back money. Do you understand?
My time is certainly worth a lot.
Your time is worth zippity-doo-dah.
Judge Judy.
taking this as a lesson learned.
He just did not want to sandblast the building.
Just do what's right and have pride in your work.
He buys a lot of property. He knows the process.
Just do the right thing and have pride in your work.
The house is 100 years old. It has lead paint, and he didn't want to sandblast.